This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm here to help you get your day going right. And there's no better way to get your day going than to start it with some time with God. I hope that you make that your practice, whether or not you catch this radio spot in the morning, that you take time with God. This little few minutes is not enough time. You need to get quiet after you listen to this spot on the radio and do some listening to God. That's our theme this week, active listening to God. And what do we mean by active listening? Usually we think of listening as passive. You get quiet, you listen, you hear what someone says. But active listening means you are pursuing that person's information. When they say something to you, you're asking them a further question. And when God speaks to you from His Word, well, look and see if there's a little cross-reference in your Bible and see what some other passages say about that same topic. Bring it up with some of your Christian friends. God is really speaking to me about this passage of Scripture. What do you think God's saying to us here? Enlarge, pursue, increase your understanding of what God is saying to you. I want to take you today to Psalm 37. And here in Psalm 37, it says, "Do not fret because of evildoers. Be not envious toward wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb." That is, there's a way of life that isn't temporary and passing, and what looks good for a moment won't last for long. Goes on to say, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will do it. And He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes." And he says several times in the further parts of this chapter, do not fret. And again in verse 34, wait for the Lord and keep his way. Well, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Active listening, a part of it is listen patiently. It's so obvious when we think about our lives that God's timing is not our timing, is it? We are so into instant things these days. We want it now. We're in a hurry. And so often when we're listening for God's voice in our hearts, it doesn't come in a hurry. That's why you must carve out time in your life for spending with God and listening to God. You know, if God responded instantly every time we asked for something, it would really give us the feeling that, well, God was on a leash. He had to jump when we whistle. He's our servant. We're the boss. And so many people treat God that way. So foolish. God has His reasons for taking time in answering us. And one of those reasons is to remind us we depend on Him. He does not depend on us. There's a process happening in our lives which He sees and we don't see. And His timing is always perfect. God is molding us and preparing us for His plan for our lives. And we need to learn to take time and listen. I'm John North.